Well, that was a nice check in. It's number 31, Chad Denbor. Sean Tudor, number 20. 33, Jordan Hawk. Number 11, Matthew Hawk. And number 51, Derek Vandergraaf, who line up at the midcourt line as they own possession of the ball. For the Warriors, it's Reed, Schildmeier, Lamsma, Moore, and Eric Bright. Back for it, they go to Matthew Hawk. Lots of experience for the point guard, who's going to be replacing one of his brother's teammates as a junior. And a kickball awarded for the Knights as Lamsma comes up. And Stan Moore encourages him. In front of us, they'll be checking the ball in, giving the ball to Chad Denbor. Referee starts things up just 10 seconds away here in the fourth and final period of the ball game. Sean Tudor gets the ball, tries to work it in the corner, double team, and nice job by Stan Moore, and a timeout going to be called by Sean Tudor. 7:41 on the clock, leading 33-19, the Knights did a good job there. And as the Knights break out of the huddle, James West at the horn does as well. Same lineups, no changes. Inbounding Tudor, Denbor. Surveying as they come back into the front court. Eric Bright with a steal, tries to maintain control, but Jordan Hack will be fouled back there by Adam Schildmeier. And Schildmeier, that will be number 4 on him. And a half to go in the fourth and final period. Still a 14-point lead for Sunnyside. Josh midcourt here. Midcourt pressure. Gets out of trouble, a double team in the far corner. Here comes Chad Denbor and Stan Moore almost causing a turnover there. No go. Vandergraaf in the corner. Back out to Denbor. Baseline to Sean Tudor. Lay it up and in. Jordan Hack, who bats the ball away, and that's a delay of game warning. 6:58 on the clock. One of the few seams in the Knight armor so far. As David Skills gets set to check in for the Warriors, Dan Moore will take a seat to the applause of Bill Wrigley, Adam Burleson, and the rest of the Kings West bench. Rick Walker coaching all the way. And now a substitution for Sean Tudor back into the ballgame. Andrew Shoot. So it's Matthew Hawk, Jordan Hawk, Derek Vandergraaf, and Skills and Schildmeier bringing the ball up. Reeves left. Eric Bright near the upper elbow. John Lansley in the corner. Reeves tries to get it inside. It's not going to be retained by Bright. A difficult pass to make. So, Knights ball on the far end. And now a 16-point lead. 35-19. 6:52 to go. Kings West making their way back into the ball game to finish that second half. See a 16-point deficit now. Right side to Shoot. Then to Denbor. Baseline to Jordan Hack, works his way around Schildmeier, dishes it to Andrew Sudan. Very nice basketball, 37-19. Sunnyside's got control of this game and they're taking advantage of it. David Skills, yo-yoing up the side. He'll be next year's point guard. Eric Bright out to Jesse Reeves. Skills on the right, three-point effort. And a nice shot by the sophomore. And there we go, back Kings West way, 37-22, 15-point lead. It's an answer of sorts, but they got to stop them. They're working to do that right now with the full half-court pressure all over the floor. Knights moving the ball, doing a good job taking care of it. Denbor gives it back out here to Shoot. Shoot to Matthew Hawk. Vandergraaf gives it back to him in the circle, using all the floor. 84 feet, college dimensions here, so now you got Chad Denbor. Down low, Jordan Hawk let it go and trying to hustle his Adam Schildmeier throwing himself to the floor in front of the press bench. But the ball rolls out of bounds, so the Knights now
and our King's West.
The inbound the ball after this timeout called here by King's West. As Let's Go Knights is cheered behind us. 5:32 in the clock. The Bremerton-based King's West Warriors a long way to come back. They've shown they can do it in the second period, but Sunnyside's got several things going for them. They're handling the basketball very well under the King's West pressure. They're in the bonus situation. So the next four fouls, three fouls, will yield a 1-1 unless they're charging. Offensive player control fouls. And then after 10, it will be two shots to the recipient of that foul. Ball inbounded by Den Boer. Matthew Hawk and goes to Jordan Hawk instead. Excuse me, Andy Schuch. Hawk is down the right block. Moore and Fields working in the corner to pin up Schuch. Van de Graaff gives it Jordan, travels, and they do call it. And he says, my bad, as he trots back. Steals the ball from Jesse Reeves. 5:20 in the clock, and they're going to use it all up. The Skills picks it up here in front of the bench and dribbles into the forecourt to our right, attacking that Western goal. Down low, Moore goes to the left side, and a reverse layup attempt by Eric Price. Not going to be any good. Rebound, Knight. And it's a sharpshooter, 18.8 per game, Chad Den Boer, who gets that rebound and gives it up to Matthew Hawk. And the ball right now at the top of the point. Steals out to pressure him. They've got the lead. They don't have to take the action. It's got to be the King's West Warriors making them make a mistake, giving themselves some opportunities to gain against these Knights here. Eric Van de Graaff with the ball down low. Schuch tries to go cross court, and saving the ball is Jordan Hack. Nice play by the senior, Matthew Hawk. Schuch, Van de Graaff. Going out, Matthew Hawk saves it for Schuch. Back out to Van de Graaff. Dribbles in the middle, top of the point, back to Matthew Hawk. Down low, he's got his brother. Matt's brother says, send it back out to Derek. Derek gives it back to him on the left side. Double teamed by Bright and Skills, and there they can give it to Jordan Hack. Drives the lane, no shot there. Dishes out wide. Schuch gives it into the corner, double team. Moore and Schildmeier dribbles out of it. Good job by Jordan Hack, showing a lot of class out here on the basketball court. Halfway through the fourth and final period, 37-22, King's West Warriors. You need to come up with something here, and Sunnyside just sitting on that ball, moving hard against that defense, and Jesse Reeves working hard. Baseline Jordan Hack surveys the floor and dribbles out. Those 15 points really the advantage, and Eric Bright pushing Andrew Schuch, and Bright now is going to have his second personal and his 17th foul, sending Schuch to the line to shoot 1-1. 3:42 on the clock, 37-22 the score. Jesse Reeves over to Schuch. Get some instructions, and Andrew Schuch goes to the line. Miles in the face of the coaches at the far end. Schuch makes the first one. Very impressive team that's doing a good job against the Warriors tonight. The girls have been cheering them on, but they recognize something, I think. They had quite a different complexion as they commanded the game and saw Tula Lake girls pressure them to mistakes. Dan, we're down low. Nice job by him, and there's what we're talking about as he goes up high, gets fouled by one of the Knights down low. You got to take the initiative. 38-24 with that. And the old-fashioned three-point play. The Knights made over to our left is going to be the only reason why that play only, if it's completed on this end by Stan Moore, draws the Warriors back to within 15. Dan Moore off the front of the rim. Schildmeier gets the rebound. Could it be a 14-point, a four-point play? Yes, it is. And Schildmeier's got four, and the team's got 26-12 behind now. They want to get back to the single-digit deficit, and David Steele's foul. I believe that will be his first, no, second foul. Second. 18 foul, Matthew Hawk, the junior, has to show how cool he can be from the free throw line. Makes his first. Cool job by the junior. And as they've done all night. Forward back away from the blocks, leaving only four Kings West players for the rebound. Hock to make the free throw. Yes, he does. That's one way to avoid making fouls. David Steele allows the ball and cannot control it. Bounces on the line as he's looking up, trying to grab at the same time. Can ill afford that mistake. 40-26 to score. And John Lanza will check in for David Skills. Squash on the bench nonetheless. Skills improving with every game. Only two mistakes that I, by my count tonight. Nice ball. Backcourt, full court pressure. It's the I formation. Matthew Hock comes back to get it. Leaps into position. Breaks down Stan Moore to get across that line. Under 10 seconds, which he does. Good job by Stan Moore. This guy works the defense there. Flight pokes it away from Vandergraaf in the corner. Possession now. Stan Moore tries to hop and drop, and he does it. Nice job by Stan Moore. And the senior takes the lead, gets high five midway through by John Lanza and Adam Schildmeier. Chases the ball down by the curtain. And it's a 12-point lead again. Shooting one. And foul the third against the Knights. In and out, and rebound by Jordan Hack down low. Schildmeier again, almost getting it. Still a 12-point lead for the Knights. And some clock issues as we're 3:01 still. And the referee's going to talk about what he wants to see up there to the scoreboard far side as Philip Wrigley gets set to check in. 3:01 in the fourth period. And we'll all take a breather and take a moment to say thank you to the Radio Bainbridge Institute sponsors, M&M Deli and 76. That's one on good food. I enjoy those sandwiches. And they're asking all of us to put in for to name a new sandwich. They bring us the scorebook. Island Family Eye Care. Eye care philosophy. And now another clock situation as they've really got that fourth period going fast, down from 3 minutes to 2.9 seconds. I don't think that's what they had in mind. So we'll get set again. I want to thank all the sponsors over the years. 3 years now we've been broadcasting Community Access TV, and we've done three radio broadcasts to date. Listen to one of them. Covering the All Nations Cup in Quest Field. Special date at Key Arena in January where the North Kitsap Vikings took on the Bainbridge Spartans in a heck of a match. 1-point win for the Spartans. Two quality teams. North Kitsap still alive. A chance to go to state themselves for a tournament looming next weekend. Spartans just missing a spot for the Metro League. And although Seattle Prep, number one ranked, couldn't make it, today last year's champs are there, as are Chief Self on the girls' side, along with Bishop Blanchette and Consolation, and Rainier Beach for the boys and girls. And they're just going to take some time to get this sorted out, and so will we. I'm Tomas Mises, RBI, Game of the Week.